Chapter 13. Darcy, Grant asked me to have you and Miss Flora meet him at Miss Sugar's. He wouldn't tell me why. He just said it's important. I know, it's awfully early. Sorry. Doris Elroy's normally calm voice held a note of impatience. Was she aggravated with her boss? Usually Doris was Grant's staunch supporter. Lulabelle Sugart was the owner, operator, and general compassion giver at Sugart's funeral home. Plump, bespectacled, and white-haired, she exuded sympathy, concern, and competence. It was no wonder that everyone in town shortened her last name to Sugar. There had been a Sugart's funeral home in Levi since time immemorial. Miss Lulabelle Sugart was the third generation of her family in the business of burying Ventris County's dear departed. Now her nephew and his son were also involved. Sugart's would be in the grave business for years to come. It was odd what I felt upon coming face to face with Miss Sugar. I associated her with my father's funeral and sadness, but at the same time she radiated a feeling of comfort. Other than that, I didn't know much about Lulabelle Sugart. There was a rumor that she had been in love once, but the young man had a change of heart. Humans are strange people. Glancing at the clock, I said, "That's all right, Doris. We are early risers. Why does Grant want us to go to the funeral home, of all places?" "He wouldn't tell me why, but he said he's going out to Miss Pat's first. I gathered he is bringing her to the funeral home and wants you to be there in case Pat needs you." "At 8:30, he said. "Pat? Pat Harris?" I asked. Mom hurried to the phone. "Is it Pat? Is she sick?" "Yes, Pat Harris," Doris said. "I don't know what to make of it, Darcy. I don't think Grant has ever located Jasper. Maybe, no, we won't think the worst." A cold dread settled around my heart. I had to swallow a couple of times before I could answer. "Sure, Doris, we'll be there." "What in the world is going on?" Mom asked as I replaced the receiver. "Grant wants us to meet him and Pat at Miss Sugar's at 8:30. Doris didn't know why. "Oh, no. Maybe it's Jasper. Oh, surely not. Grant wouldn't be bringing Pat to the funeral home unless it was to identify him." Mom's voice sank to a whisper. Pouring two more cups of coffee, I set them on the table and guided Mom to a chair. Her hands were shaking. "Grant wouldn't break the news to us this way," I said as we faced each other at the table. "He would phone us himself and not ask Doris to phone, or he would come to the house. No, it can't be Jasper." I tried to sound reassuring, but my coffee sloshed out of my cup as I raised it to my lips. I guessed my own face was as pale as my mother's. Grant's white Ford truck was parked in front of Sugart's when Mom and I arrived. Inside the door of the funeral home, Miss Sugar met us. She hugged Mom, then took my icy hands in her warm ones and smiled. I couldn't ask the question I was burning to know. Were we there because Jasper lay in one of the slumber rooms? Glancing at Mom, I saw that she was holding herself stiff and silent, evidently unwilling to ask Miss Sugar if Pat's son was dead. We were both afraid of the answer. "Now just don't you all be upset," Miss Sugar said. "It's going to be all right. I don't know what Grant told you, but you are going to be a real strength for Pat. I know you are. Come on into the back parlor. Would you like a cup of coffee, a glass of tea?" Shaking my head, Mom and I followed Miss Sugar through a short hall and into a small room. The lighting was dim. The sofa and chairs were upholstered in some sort of velvety purple brocade. The room seemed stuffy and closed in. I did not like it, even though Miss Sugar was the epitome of strength and hospitality. Neither Mom nor I sat down. We were standing facing the door when Pat came in, closely followed by Grant. When she saw us, tears formed in her eyes and ran down her cheeks. Mom wrapped her arms around her. My heart hammering in my throat, I looked questioningly at Grant. He shook his head and managed a half-smile. "Who is it, Grant?" I whispered. Is it Jasper?"
"No, no, it isn't Jasper," Grant answered.
"It's Walter," Pat burst out. It's Walter. I haven't seen him for about 20 years, and now he's back and he's dead.
Walter? I asked. Mom led Pat to the sofa and sat down beside her.
Walter is Pat's husband, Mom said in a quiet voice. Jasper's father.
Miss Sugar supplied Pat with a box of tissues, then tiptoed out of the room. We all waited until she calmed down, blew her nose, and looked at each of us.
Grant said Doc McCauley was pretty sure it was Walter, but they didn't have any dental records. I don't think that man went to a dentist once in his life. He's changed a lot in 20 years, but I'd know him anywhere, even...
The tears started again.
Even though he's dead.
Now, Pat, Mom said, I know you're shocked. Death is not a welcome visitor at any time, but you're going to make yourself sick. You've told me over and over that you were well rid of him, remember? He left you and Jasper to fend for yourselves and didn't even send word where he was or anything. Try to get hold of yourself.
Wiping her eyes, Pat blew her nose and nodded.
You're right, Flora. It's just that when I saw him, I realized how pitiful he looked and how I was sorry it all ended this way.
She snuffled. Of course, I don't love him any more.
But it hurts anyhow, doesn't it?
Mom asked, her voice as soft as the sunlight on new leaves. This brought a fresh onslaught of tears from Pat. Grant turned his hat around in his hands and shuffled his feet.
Miss Pat, I'm really sorry to grieve you, but you're the only one who could positively identify Walter Harris. When you are able, I'd like for Miss Flora to take you home. Darcy, would you step outside for a minute?
The warmth of the summer day after the cloying atmosphere inside felt good as we walked out of the funeral home. I took a deep breath of rain-washed air and turned to Grant.
What does all this mean? I asked.
Here's what I know, Darcy. Walter Harris had a reason for coming back home after all this time. I don't know what that reason was. You said when he recognized Miss Flora, he bolted. Jasper's knife was found close to Walter's body. Jasper is missing. Now that sounds like guilt to me.
But Grant, Walter was Jasper's father. He wouldn't kill his own father.
Grant's eyebrows drew down and his voice sounded grim.
Wouldn't he? You know Jasper's temper. It flares up and then is gone. What if he hated his father for leaving him all those years ago? What if Jasper was out wandering through the woods and went into Old String's hut to get out of the rain? What if Walter came in, recognized Jasper, and told him he was his long-lost daddy? Jasper might have stabbed him before he thought things through, then got scared and ran off.
I hated to admit it, but Grant's theory made sense. A heavy weight seemed to settle on my shoulders. What would Pat do if she lost her son as well as that no-good husband? I glanced at the funeral home door as Mom and Pat came through it. Grant replaced his hat and tipped my chin up with his forefinger.
Thanks for coming in, Darcy. You and Miss Flora take Miss Pat on home, okay?
Sure, Grant, I said, and watched him stride to his truck. We would take Miss Pat home with us first. I had the feeling that by the end of the day, both Mom and Miss Pat were going to be drained of all energy. I hoped that in Mom's devotion time this morning, she asked for strength. In dealing with her friend, she would need it.